Okay, you ready? The Very Hungry Caterpillar. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. For my sister Krista. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. On Monday, he ate the one apple, but he was still hungry and disappointed. He started to look for some food. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomachache.
Mommy, can you open it?
The next day was Sunday again. Caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Now, he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house, called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. And you know a butterfly? Just like that.
I asked you, go in your room, and I'll go. Yes, you will. Come.
Don't push me. Go back upstairs if you want. Now we'd like her to pick a book that she'd like you to read to her.
I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
Do you ever have this happen?
Not usually.
Oh, yeah. So trying to think of you. Hey, Samantha, can you give me a book to read? Well, then I'm going to find one. I'm going to find a good book to read. No? Okay. Samantha, stop it and give me a book. You know, like the Seven Dwarfs? Do you want her to read this for me?
You can both read together.
Do you want to read? Once upon a time, a lovely queen sat by her window sewing. As she worked, she pricked her finger with a needle. Three drops of blood fell on Snow White's linen. I wish I had a little girl with lips as red as blood, skin as white as snow, and hair as black as ebony, thought the queen. When spring came, a little daughter was born to the queen, but the queen's happiness was brief. Holding a baby, she whispered, "Little Snow White," and then she died. The king soon married again. His new queen was beautiful, but she was also very cruel. She was jealous of all the fair ladies of the kingdom, but most jealous of the lovely little princess. The queen had a magic mirror. Every day she looked into it and asked, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of us all?" If the mirror replied that she was the fairest, all was well. But if another lady was named, the queen flew into a rage and had her killed. The queen feared that Snow White might grow to be the fairest in the land, so she banished the young princess. So she banished the young princess to the servants' quarters and forced her to work from morning to night. While Snow White worked, she dreamed of a handsome prince who would carry her off to her castle. As years passed, Snow White grew more and more beautiful. At last came the day the queen had been dreading. She asked, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of us all?" And the mirror replied, "Her lips blood red, her hair like night, her skin like snow, her name Snow White." The furious queen called her huntsman to her. "Take the princess into the forest, bring me back her hat." "In this jewel box," she said. The huntsman bowed his head sadly. He knew he must obey. Snow White was not... If you want to do that, please get off, because I don't want you here if you're going to do that. The huntsman bowed his head sadly. He knew he must obey. Knowing what was in store for her, she went happily into the forest with him. But the poor huntsman knew he could not harm Snow White. "I cannot kill you, princess," he said, "even though it is the queen's command. Run into the forest and hide and never return to the castle." Then the huntsman left her. On his way back to the castle, he killed a small animal and placed his heart in a jewel box. Now Snow White was all alone. She was frightened. She ran deeper and deeper into the woods. It seemed to her that roots and branches of trees reached out to trip her as she passed. At last, Snow White fell to the ground and began to cry. Quietly, birds and bunnies, chipmunks and squirrels crept out from their homes and gathered around Snow White. When Snow White saw them, she smiled through her tears. Then the little animal crept closer, snuggling in her lap or nestling her arms. "I feel so much better now," Snow White told her new friends, "but I still do need a place to sleep." Then the birds flew off and all the little animals followed them. Snow White came along too, with her arms around the neck of a gentle mother deer. At last, "Manny, if you don't want to listen, I don't want to read it. So you get your hand off, but I'm not going to read it. What do you want to do?"
"Can I go put it away?"
"Then get your hand off it and let's finish."
"Don't do this one."
"Well, we got to do the one where." At last, Snow White saw a tiny cottage in a clearing. "How sweet," she cried. "It's just like a doll's house." Snow White crossed a small bridge to the house and peeked in through the window. No one seemed to be home, but the sink was piled high with dishes. Dirty little shirts and wrinkled little trousers hung over the chairs, and everything was covered with dust. "Maybe the children who live here need someone to take care of them," said Snow White. "Let's clean their house and surprise them. Let's see." Do you want to read? So she and her forest friends went into the cottage. Snow White found an old broom and swept the floor. Then she washed all of the crumbled little clothes and set a kettle of soup on the heap. The animals did their best to help too. "Now," she said, "let's see what is upstairs." Upstairs they found seven little beds. There are names carved on the beds," said Snow White. "Dog, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey. Such funny names for little children. Grumpy, Bashful, Sleepy. My, I'm a little sleepy myself." Yawning, she sank down across the bed and fell asleep. Quietly, her animal friends left the cottage. "Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home, where we go." Seven little men came marching through the woods, singing on their way. When they saw the cottage, they stopped short. Smoke was curling from the chimney, and the door was open. "Look, someone's in our house," said Doc. "Maybe it's a ghost," whispered Dopey. They tiptoed into the house. "Someone's stolen our dishes," growled Grumpy. "No, they're hidden in the cupboard," said Happy. "But who washed them?" At that moment, a sound came from upstairs. It was Snow White, yawning and turning in his sleep. "It's up here, the ghost," said Dopey. The seven frightened dwarfs crept up the stairs. Standing in a row, they stared at the sleeping Snow White. What is it?" whispered one. "It's mighty pretty," said another. "I think it's a girl," said a third. And then Snow White woke up. "Why, you're not children," she said. "You're little men. Let me see if I can guess your names." And she did. Dark and Bashful, Happy, Sleepy, and Sneezy. And last of all, Dopey and Grumpy. "It's time to wash for supper," said Snow White. "Wash," cried the dwarfs in horror. They did not like to wash, but the seven little men did, Snow White insisted. And it was worth it in the end, for they had never tasted such a fine supper, nor had they ever had such an evening of fun. Meanwhile, back at the castle, the huntsman had given the wicked queen the box, which he thought held Snow White's heart. "Aha," she sneered. "What is it?" "Because they wanted to be disturbed. They wanted to hear the story. Don't you like the story?"
"All the people are coming."
"What are what people?" "All the people are here." "Aha," she said at last. Then she went straight to the magic mirror. She asked, "Now, magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" And the mirror replied, "The seven dwarfs will spend the night, the fairest in the land, Snow White." Then the queen realized the huntsman had tripped her. Shaken with rage, she hurried down to the dark cave below the castle where she had worked for black magic. First, she disguised herself as a toothless old woman dressed in rags. Then she chose the magic spell to work on Snow White. "The poison apple," she muttered, "the sleeping death, perfect." The queen bit an apple into a poison brew. Then she dropped the poison apple into a basket of food and set off to the home of the seven dwarfs. She knew her plan would work, for the magic spell of sleeping death could be broken only by love's first kiss. And the queen was certain her lover would find Snow White asleep in the forest. "Manny, do you want me to stop reading?" "Then why are you doing this? Want me to finish it or not?" "Well, let's finish it." It was morning when the queen reached the clearing near the dwarf's cottage. From her hiding place, she saw Snow White saying goodbye to the seven little men as they marched off to work. Now be careful, they warned her. Watch out for the queen. Snow White promised that she would. But when the poor old woman with the basket of apples came to the window, Snow White never thought to be afraid. She gave the old woman a drink of water and spoke kindly to her. Thank you, my dear, the queen crackled. Now in return, please have one of my beautiful apples. The little birds and animals began pecking and clawing to break the queen. But Snow White did not understand. Stop it, she scolded. Then she took the poisoned apple and bit into it and fell down lifeless on the cottage floor. Frantic birds and animals hurried off to find the seven dwarfs who were hard at work on the mine. The little mill looked up in surprise as birds and animals crowded around them. At first, they did not understand. Then they realized that Snow White must be in danger. The queen, they cried, and they ran for home. They were too late. They came racing to the plane just in time to see the queen hurrying away. They chased her through the woods until she plunged into the bottomless gulf and disappeared forever. When the dwarfs came home, they found Snow White lying as if asleep. They built her a bed of crystal and gold and set it up in the forest. There they kept watch night and day. After a time, the prince of the nearby kingdom heard about the lovely princess asleep in the forest, and he rode there to see her. At once, he knew he loved her, so he knelt beside her and kissed her. At the touch of love's first kiss, Snow White awoke. When she saw the prince of her dreams, she knew that she loved too. Snow White said goodbye to the seven dwarfs and rode off to the prince to the castle to meet him too. Okay.
Do you want to know, sorry?
Yes, you know, she wants to read. Do you want to read one for us?